I'm Ruth Sukup, and this is your weekly quick win, Just Because You Asked. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast quick win. Our goal is to create actionable solutions to real life problems that you can apply to your own life right away. This quick win episode is brought to you by the Doing It Scared coaching program. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed or like you're all alone when it comes to achieving big things in your life, then Doing It Scared is the perfect place to find the support, motivation, and accountability you've been craving. You can find out more about what's included and join our waiting list at doitscared.com/coaching. That's doitscared.com/coaching. Today's big question comes from Heather C., who asks this. I've listened to your Get Ruthed episode number 76 with Barb Hudson at least 5 times now because I can so relate to Barb and this feeling like she doesn't deserve to be successful. It struck a chord for me that I've never really been able to vocalize before listening to that episode. And now I can see all the ways I've been self-sabotaging myself and getting in my own way, not just in my business, which to be honest can hardly be called a business, but also in my personal life. I say I'm going to lose weight or exercise or get organized, and then I never do. I say I want my business to be successful, but then I don't know do all the things I know I should be doing. I make excuse after excuse, and I have good excuses. But at the end of the day, I don't have any of the things that I want, and I know I'll never get them if I don't stop sabotaging myself. My question is how? Wow. Well, Heather, the first thing that I want to say is that you are in very good company because I don't think we've ever had such a powerful response to any of our Do It Scared episodes. So many people have shared pretty much the same thing, that they are self-sabotaging their success because they don't feel like they deserve it. It's a very common thing. So what's the solution? How do we stop that cycle of self-abuse and self-sabotage that stands in the way of all of the things we actually want to do and accomplish in our life? It's not easy because those scars run deep. The reasons why we sabotage ourselves and the reasons for not feeling like we're worthy of having success or worthy of having nice things or worthy of being beautiful or fit or any of those things, that all comes from a deep emotional place. There is something there. There is something that happened. There is something that you've experienced in your life. There is some reason behind that. And one of the things that you'll have to start coming to grips with is the why behind the self-sabotage. That happened with Barb too in episode 76. She had to come to terms with why all of that self-sabotage was happening. Why did she not feel like she was worthy of success? But that said, it is possible. It's not easy to do this work. It's not easy to do the internal work that it takes to push through this natural tendency that so many of us have to hold ourselves back and to make things harder and to stand in our own way. But if you're willing to do the work, it is possible to push past that. You do not have to live in a life or a world where you are constantly holding yourself back, where you're your own worst enemy. You do not have to do that. And thankfully, the first step is one that you've already started working on, realizing that this self-sabotage is actually happening. I think so often we don't even realize it. We don't even see it happening. We can get stuck in a victim role of thinking that the whole world is against us, or we get stuck in an excuse-making role of having all of these reasons for why we can't do something. And you're right, there are so many good excuses out there. You could be sick, or you could be dealing with financial struggles, or you could have other people who don't treat you right, or you don't have a supportive spouse. I mean, the list could go on and on and on and on and on. There are so many different reasons, and many are very legitimate reasons. Many are reasons for which no one would fault you. If you have cancer, who's going to fault you for not going after your dreams or not wanting to build a business? if you have financial difficulties, or you grew up in poverty, or you grew up with, you know, your parents getting divorced or abuse and trauma and all of those things, you have a reason. You have the get out of jail free card to say, I don't have to try because my life has been hard. And everybody will give you that pass. But it's not going to serve you. As you're realizing it, it's not going to serve you. Choosing to accept those excuses in your life, even though they're very good excuses and legitimate excuses, is never going to get you where you want to go. So realizing that you're self-sabotaging, realizing that it is not on anyone else except you. What happens in your life is up to you. Now, you don't get to control how other people treat you. You don't get to control what has happened to you, but you do get to control how you respond to it and what you do with it and how you move forward and what you do from here on out. So when you take back that control, that's the first step to say, I have the power to decide what I'm going to do, and I have the power to decide I am not going to sabotage myself anymore. And so how do you do that? How do you actually stop doing this thing that you've been doing so long without even realizing it? Well, once you're fully aware, you need to start working on changing the script. You've got to change the message that your subconscious has been playing all these years without you realizing it. There is a tape, whether you like to believe it or not, there's a tape that's been playing inside your head. Does that make me old to say tape, cassette tape? Does anybody remember those? But what would I say? There's a CD. That even makes me sound old, doesn't it? There's an MP3 that's been playing in your head without you realizing it. There's been this message that's saying you're not good enough for this, or you're not worth this, or you're not able to do this, or who would ever love you? I mean, that's what really comes down to is these messages that have been playing in your head, whispering in your ear for all these years. You have got to start changing that message. And that comes from something called positive affirmations, which sounds very woo-woo. And I'm not really a woo-woo kind of person, but I do believe in positive affirmations, but not like again, I'm dating myself here. Yes, I'm old. I think we've established that. But there was this old Saturday Night Live sketch that was Stuart Smalley, who would look in the mirror, and he was like a psychologist, and he'd say, give himself positive affirmations. I'm smart, I'm funny, and darn it, people like me, or something stupid. And it was, the whole point of the skit was how dumb it was to be doing these positive affirmations. And so I think positive affirmations get kind of a bad rap from that. And people think, well, this is silly, I'm not going to be talking to myself. But actually talking to yourself is one of the best things that you can do. And what's the important thing about positive affirmations? I actually did an episode talking about this, and it was a very early Do It Scared episode. I think it might have been episode number 3, about limiting beliefs, or it's either 3 or 5. But positive affirmations, you have to start telling yourself a new story, but a story that your brain can still believe. It's not going to affect you. It's not going to start to change your subconscious if you start giving yourselves affirmations like, I'm the most amazing person in the world and no one's ever going to be smarter than me or more successful than me. Your brain will go, yeah, okay, whatever. And so you have to say things like, you know what, just because I've self-sabotaged in the past doesn't mean that I have to keep doing that. I can choose to keep moving forward. I can choose to move forward even when it feels scary. I can choose to work hard every single day. Success might not come easy to me, but I know that it will come easier if I work hard every single day and if I do the things that I know I'm supposed to be doing. Start telling yourself things that are true and that your brain will actually believe, and start repeating those things to you. That just because success doesn't come overnight doesn't mean it's not going to come at all. Your brain can believe those things. So start rewriting the messages that are playing. And then step 3, you've got to find yourself a better support system. You need to get yourself in an environment where success is going to be celebrated, where it's okay to have big goals and dreams and big ideas for what you want out of life. This is where you find your community, or you take a course, or you join a coaching program, or you do something that surrounds yourself with people who are not afraid of success, and they're not afraid of going after big goals and dreams, and they're not stuck in the past or in something in doubts or anything like that. You want to find people who are going to push you to be better and who are going to celebrate success with you. At the end of the day, self-sabotage really keeps us safe. It keeps us stuck in our little box. It keeps us stuck in what we know, in our comfort zone, where we can control all the outcomes. They might not be all great outcomes, but at least they're familiar outcomes. And that feels safer than stepping outside into the unknown and out of our comfort zone. So if you know that you are self-sabotaging, it is time to take these steps. First, recognize and identify where and how it's happening. Then start to change the script that's playing inside your head. Change the message. And then finally, get around better people, people who will help you celebrate that success. And again, if you need to find a community, that's exactly what our Doing It Scared coaching program is designed to do. So you can join the waitlist at doitscared.com/coaching if you're interested in that. And that is your quick win for today.